and gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Dippy Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor West.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Bastion.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the line with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treats. And Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that I guarantee your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, you can find it in pet stores, and you can find it at Walmart.com. Also, Good Pets food supplements and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. You can enter the promo code PETS in the promo box and get 10% off at GoodPetsFoods.com. Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. You can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Right now, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Michael Hambrick.
So that is actually a song from the movie Speak No Evil, which I'll tell you about in just a second. That's Billie Eilish actually singing that song. But once again, have you seen any movies lately, Katie?
No.
No? So no. I did actually get the screen Speak No Evil, which I was looking forward to doing. But I'll tell you about it in a little bit. But if everybody out there listening is going to a movie this weekend, you may want to check out these top five movies as of last week. Michael?
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the swamp of sadness when my shoes are all tacked. Always make it to my seat, no time is fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies, we're going to the movies. Popcorn, candy, soda, noda, I love these.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these top five movies as of last week. Number one, and no big surprise out there, was Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. It made $136 million in its opening week, and it's very much worth seeing. They did a great job, considering the original Beetlejuice was, what, 20 years ago or so? Maybe longer? And now, I think it was a lot longer, actually.
Yeah.
So now Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, it did great. So I recommend it, and at $136 million for its opening week domestically, that's pretty good for the theater. And then Deadpool and Wolverine, it's still going strong. It's number two, $618 million in 7 weeks, and that's domestically. It's well into the billion, worldwide, of course. And so Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, there's a lot of weird creatures in that, so I don't know if I could really say what kind of animals, but Deadpool and Wolverine, there was definitely a dog scene that pet lovers may love, maybe not. It was a scene between Deadpool and the ugliest dog on Earth. You know those contests that they run? Well, that was the dog that won, and it was in this movie, Deadpool and Wolverine. And it was quite a scene to watch. Number three was Reagan, made $21 million. I did not get to screen that one in 2 weeks. This one I'm surprised because I love the Alien franchise. And Alien Romulus, it's at $100 million in 4 weeks. I thought it would have been like way up there. I thought it would have been a lot more money. Now, I don't know. I guess you can call them animals. The aliens, lots of them. And a lot of those little creatures that kind of give birth, you know, they have you ever seen the Alien movies?
Years ago.
Okay, you know those like spider-looking things that kind of put their whatever that is down the throats of humans, and then they spurn out of the stomach an alien? There's a lot of them in this movie. But it's not bad. It's pretty good. Not as good as the first two, but it's good. So that's Alien Romulus, and it ends with us. That made $143 million in 5 weeks, and of course that is a film. It's a rom-com that kind of goes wrong.
Okay.
But it's a very good movie. I enjoyed it, but it's one of those where, you know, you're happy in the beginning and you're not so happy in the end. So you may want to check that one out. But Blake Lively stars in that and she does a great job. So those are your top five movies. But like I said, I did get to screen this week, Speak No Evil, and I actually would recommend it. Universal Pictures put it out. It's a good movie. I ranked it 3 out of 4. There was a couple of things that I thought were a little cheesy. But overall, it's a thriller more than it is a horror, I think. But there's a lot that goes on in the movie. And the thing that I liked about it, and I won't say a word about it, but the writers kept the secret to the end, which was good. So you're going to figure out one secret, I think, pretty quick. But the rest of the secrets are... You won't find that out until the end. And I thought it was pretty well done. And McAvoy is one of the actors in the movie, James McAvoy. And, wow, this guy is like, I wouldn't want to meet him in a dark alley. Mm-hmm. He's like one of those people that could be, oh, all smiles and nice to your face. But as soon as you turn around, you definitely got a knife in your back. So he does a great job. Probably my favorite actor out of the whole group. And there's only a couple of them. It's a very small cast. But it's very well done. So you may want to check it out, and it's called Speak No Evil. If you want to read my reviews, you can read them at TalkinPets.com. On my website, TalkinPets.com. And as for animals in that movie, it kind of took place, well, it was out of the UK, and then there was chickens. So I was happy. I got, because I'm a chicken lover. I've got chickens in my backyard. And so that was about the only thing. But there's one scene that I wasn't too happy about for the one chicken. But other than that... It's a good movie. So check them out. Read my reviews at TalkinPets.com and give us a call right now. We're open to your medical questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. In about 20 minutes or so, we have a special guest joining us, and her name is Biff Naked. And she's got a new album coming out, and it's been, the last one was about 15 years ago. So we're going to find out a little bit about Biff Naked. And I'll tell you, I didn't know a lot about her in the beginning, but... What I know about her now is an absolutely amazing woman. And she's an animal advocate as well as an animal lover. So we're going to find out a little bit more about Biff Naked in about 20 minutes. And if you have any questions for her, please, we're always open to your calls and questions at 818-818-6401. 818-6401. But she'll be joining us in about 20 minutes. But we're always open to your medical questions and your behavior questions. But stay tuned for Biff Naked. 818-818-6401. Michael, is this her, one of hers?
Yeah, this one of hers.
Which one is this one?
This song is called Champion.
This is actually her main song that's going to be coming out. So we'll be talking with her in just a little bit. But this is Biff Naked.
Beauty queen on the scene.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Police say they have not received any credible reports of immigrants harming people's pets in Springfield, Ohio. I'm sure you've heard about this. As a rumor spread further by J.D. Vance continues to circulate, Donald Trump's running mate posted a video in which he peddled the rumor immigrants were abducting pets and eating them, causing chaos in the town. Springfield Police Division said it was aware of the rumors but has no information to support them. In response to recent rumors alleging criminal activity by the immigrant population in our city, we wish to clarify that there have been no credible reports or specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community, according to NBC News. Police added, additionally, there have been no verified instances of immigrants engaging in illegal activities, such as squatting or littering in front of residents' homes. Furthermore, no reports have been made regarding members of the immigrant community deliberately disrupting traffic. In an apparent attack on Kamala Harris over her border and immigration policies, yesterday Vance wrote on X, "Months ago, I raised the issue of Haitian illegal immigrants draining social services and generally causing chaos all over Springfield, Ohio. Reports now show that people have had their pets abducted and eaten by people who shouldn't be in this country. Where is our border czar?" Vance's debunked claim appears to have originated from a local Facebook group in Springfield, which warned residents to be wary of the Haitian community and alleged that animals, including cats and dogs, were being carved up for consumption. The Ohio Senator's post has been viewed 8.2 million times, and the rumor has also been peddled by billionaire Elon Musk, who reposted a claim on X that 20,000 Haitian immigrants were destroying Springfield. Musk's post, which has been viewed 27 million times, said, "Vote for Kamala if you want this to happen in your own neighborhood." Trump's former presidential advisor and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani also piled in on this America's Mayor live show streamed on X. "This is crazy. This is ridiculous. They're Haitians and they're eating domestic pets," the disbarred lawyer said. A spokesperson for the Vance campaign stood by the claims, telling NBC the senator received a high volume of calls and emails over the past several weeks from concerned citizens in Springfield. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. So they're rumors, obviously. So there is no, I mean, you can't always believe what you see or hear on Facebook. You can't take it to word unless you actually do some fact checking. And, you know, I could see where there might have been a disruption in terms of, because we reported a couple weeks ago, there was a woman that I believe was on meth, and she was crazy. Maybe she didn't know it, but she was crazy. And apparently she picked up a cat, a feral cat or something, and stomped on it and ate it. She was not an immigrant. She actually lived in the neighborhood. But apparently she was drugged out. That's what I believe happened, according to a story that I saw. Not on Facebook. Actually in the news. And so whether people ran with that and started making it a political thing, you know, that's the wrong way to go. So don't believe everything you hear unless you actually see it, or you know there's truth behind it. So
sad about that woman.
With the woman that ate the cat? Yeah. No, that was freaky. But, again, in the news, not on Facebook or X, she was not an immigrant. She was a legal citizen of this country. So, now, where it got turned around, immigrants were doing this and so on and so forth, that's the rumors, false rumors. So, just so you know. But I couldn't imagine. I mean, I don't care how hungry I was or how whatever. I mean, I know in other countries, you've been there in other countries more than, you know, I've not. Right, Vietnam. And there are countries that eat dogs and cats.
Yeah.
I don't applaud it. Matter of fact, I've helped to kind of stop it, which in South Korea, they did.
Yes.
Not North Korea, but South Korea, they did. They stopped. Because, you know, there's that fine line. Which is really fine when you really think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
You have chickens as pets.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I still eat chicken.
I had chicken for lunch today, and it was very good.
So that's the weird part about it. It's like all in the mind, I guess, but...
And I've had guinea pig I went to South America.
Right. In Peru, they're a delicacy in Peru.
Yes, they are.
And I couldn't imagine eating that little porker. Just not me.
But they're not looked at as pets there.
Right. But then you go to India, and a cow is praised.
Mm-hmm.
They would never eat a cow because they look at them as being very religious. Mm-hmm. So it's weird how every country has their own
customs.
Mm-hmm. But even though being an American, I'm not going to Peru and eating guinea pig. I just couldn't.
I was pretty freaked out when I saw one in the grocery store in the meat counter.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird, though, when like you're not used to that. But we, in America, we eat cows and we eat pigs and we eat chickens and other things. So it's weird, though. But when you start to think about, just saying, a cow has a face, it has a heart, it has the same organs that we have, basically. May have four stomachs, but still. And it gives birth. A female gives birth. And they raise their calves, unless it's taken away. Animals are like that. We're no different than an animal, really. So it is bizarre, but I was raised up in a hunting family. I started hunting when I was old enough to hunt. Because that was what I knew. You know, my family knew. But then when I became 21 and I started thinking for myself, I gave it up. And personally, I can't do it. But I have nothing against hunters. They help balance the population and also they feed their families. Now, if it's done as a sport only, that's where I have a problem. But we're all individuals and we all do our own thing. And who is it for us to actually put our thumb on somebody if they want to feed their family or do something that is right in their mind and it's not hurting anyone else. So, this is Talking Pets. Coming up, Biff Naked. You and me will never grow apart.
We share a lifetime and peace. Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
Hi, I'm Bob Page. Welcome to another edition of Talking Pets Rewind. From time to time, Hollywood's finest stop by Talking Pets to talk with us and you about our pets and animals. And with so many big stars coming on Talking Pets, John Patch is never starstruck. Okay, maybe never is too strong a word.
We want to welcome on the Talking Pets, Miss Betty White. Hey, Betty, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, John.
You know, it is always an honor. It's always a pleasure. I love you.
Oh, John, I don't have to believe that, but oh, it sounds good. Thank you.
It's the truth. I love you. I mean, I really, really do love you. Betty, I mean, it's just, I'm not saying this to say it. I mean, I don't say those things. You really are the nicest person in the world.
Uh-huh.
And you make my life complete by just being a friend of yours and knowing you. Will you marry me?
Of course. I don't mean to be hard to get. Of course. It all came as a delicious surprise. If we do get married, John, we have to move into the zoo.
I'm fine with that.
It'll be a simple ceremony, but an exotic one.
We'll have our guests will be an orangutan and an elephant.
And I have a few other friends that I'll surprise you with.
But, okay, now if we have to pick a certain species, Betty, at the LA Zoo, who do we move in with?
Well, Bruno and I have sort of a...
Are you cheating on me already?
Yes, yes.
Betty, I can't believe it.
He's about a 400-pound orangutan, and he and I have a very special relationship.
Oh, no. Is another big celebrity marriage going down the tube? Even before it made the National Enquirer? Let's see how this one turns out.
Love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage.
Betty White, she's my new wife.
I should get a stunt check.
Ooh, stunt check. Ah, she does know John well. Maybe better luck next time.
That was Ms. Betty White. You know her, like I said, from the Golden Girls. Also from Morris Animal Foundation. If you'd like to help out Morris in behalf of Ms. Betty White, please check out their website at morrisanimalfoundation.org or give them a call at 1-800-243-2345.
Or you can find that info at talkinpets.com on the links page. T-A-L-K-I-N pets.com.
Well, that was kind of a thrill. That's never happened before.
We love you, Betty.
You can't have none. You can't have one without the other.
Until next time, for Talking Pets Rewind, I'm Bob Page.
No, sir.
And don't forget, you can check out our website at talkinpets.com, T-A-L-K-I-N pets.com. And who doesn't miss Betty? We all love Betty White. And I wish you were still here, Betty. But by the way, joining us now, coming up, you're going to be tuning in with Biff Naked. So stay tuned for that. But once again, you're listening to Talking Pets.
Rock and roll or die. Rock and roll.
And once again, you're listening to Talking Pets. I want to introduce onto the program right now, Biff Naked. Hey, Biff, do I call you Biff Naked? Do I call you Biff? How do I call you?
That is so funny. Yes, you can call me Biff, or you can just call me a dog mom. Which is, everyone at the park knows me as Grace's mom.
Grace's mom. Yeah, because you got, what breed of dog do you have?
Currently, I have a Yorkie. She was rehomed to me. I've never had a Yorkie before. I've never had a terrier before. My first terrier out of like 5 million generations of dogs that I've had. And she is hilarious, obsesses soccer.
Well, I'm going to go with Biff, but I'll formally go with Biff Naked. So I want to introduce you.
Thank
you. In the studio here is Dr. Katie and also Michael, our producer here.
Hi, Biff.
Hi, guys. Hi.
And then, of course, all of America out there. And I do want to give a shout-out, if you'll let me real quick, to KWRO in Coos Bay, Oregon. Welcome onto the program. They're AM and FM. KCBQ in San Diego, California. They're AM and FM. And KBAR, AM 1230 in Rupert, Idaho. Welcome to the program. Right now we're speaking with Biff Naked. So, Biff, welcome back to the scene, because you've been absent for a while, haven't you?
Well, you know what? It's so funny. Living up here in Canada, it's like we do festivals every summer. And finally, we decided to put out a new record with new studio album that came out this summer. And it has been amazing. The reception has been amazing. And it's just rock and roll.
Well, we have a video of you on our Facebook, or actually on our homepage at talkingpets.com, so people can check out one of the videos there, and I think that's the one on Champion, which is your new song, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's the title track for the new record called Champion, and it's just, it's so much fun. I can't get enough. I'll never stop making music.
That's good, because you have a very strong voice, and you're the rocker chick out there, so... there's something I want to do is go back in time. Now, you had, many, many years ago, you had an album out that was called Bifficus?
That's right, Ibifficus.
Ibifficus. And there was a song on there that I was listening to called Spaceman, and Michael's going to play a little bit for the audience now all over the country so they can hear what that one is. And this is by Biff Naked, Spaceman. So, Biff, I wanted to say that now this is your first new album in 15 years, Champion, right?
The first studio album, that's right.
So there's a couple of cuts on there, but before I go to another one that I want to play from your new album, the one thing that I do have to applaud you on is because I found this out through Eric, your publicist, you know, that you do have a huge heart, and... The audience will find out in a little bit as we talk where that heart started. But you do have a huge love for animals, and, you know, with your dog Grace, of course. And you're also an advocate for animal rights, correct?
Well, I mean, how can we not be, of course? Up here in Canada, there's lots of different causes up here. We're trying to end the shipment of horses for slaughter up here is one of the big causes we've got going on currently. But all over North America, as you guys probably know, we're trying to advocate for animal rights all of the time. And it's tireless work. We're passionate about it, and it's never ending.
So you really are a true champion for those without a voice, and I appreciate that, as everybody does here in the studio. So thank you for that. I also heard that... there's a new documentary on your life that's coming out, your life and career, from the co-director of the corporation. And I think this one's going to be Biff Naked, One of a Kind. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. You know what? It's a very humbling thing to have anybody do a documentary about your job and your life. But I guess, you know, for me, it's a little bit different because I do have a funny little adoption story. that's kind of hooked in there. I was adopted in India. I was, I guess, orphaned, and I had American missionaries. My parents were from South Dakota and Minnesota. They were United Methodist missionaries. My dad was a dentist from the University of Minnesota, and my mom was a nurse, and they were working over there, overseas, and they picked up my sister and myself in India and moved us back to the States, and then we grew up in Canada. And, you know, a long, winding path, I wound up dropping out of college and becoming a punk rock singer, much to my parents' chagrin. And, of course, you know, here I am today.
Yeah, but you made,
later, still
you made such a life. I mean, you made a huge life of it. And I want to break out into another one of your songs on the new album. And first, before I play it, can you tell us, was there a meaning behind Jim?
Well, you know, Jim was the first single. We actually released Jim in 2020, and there's great video for Jim. You can find it on YouTube. And Jim is really a song of betrayal. Anybody's name can be inserted into the title for Jim. Everybody has a Jim in their life. It's a song about betrayal.
I've already got a name I can put in there, but we're going to hear this song. Michael,
right.
Can you play Jim?
Gotcha.
You, Biff, were you going through a breakup when you wrote that song and recorded that song? Is that what brought that about?
You know, it's a sad fact that I'm always either falling in love or going through a breakup. I'm a Gemini, so it's always one or the other. All or nothing. It's a pendulum swing. The heartstrings of love. It's a pendulum swing. So yes, indeed. I tend to always get myself in a romantic jam, which really does lend itself to my artistry.
Well, no, I mean, you're not alone, so I'll just let you know that one there. So I think
we'll just laugh.
We can all speak in terms of that, but we're going to be taking a break. Biff, can you stay with us? I want to ask you a couple more questions. And there's a song that from your album. There's a song from your album I really want to play when we come back, and it's Broke Into Your Car. So, Michael, don't play that one going out, because I want to play that when we come back. But I really like that one. And there's something I'm going to say about that song. So when we come back, we're going to continue on with Biff Naked. Biff, by the way, where can people find out? Where can they get your album when it comes out? And where can they find out more about you? Do you have a website?
Oh, absolutely. We have a company that loves to sell all of our stuff. And it's rockpapermerch.com. Also, biffnaked.com. You can find me on Instagram, which is always run by me. Or just, you know, type in Biff Naked. I always come up. You'll always find me.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're speaking with Biff Naked. If you've got a comment or a question, we welcome them in at 818-818-6401.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
On today's Lifestyle Minute, Christy Kolsky talks about how IBM is bringing tennis to life for fans through new AI-driven technologies.
AI is transforming many industries, and sports is no different. We've been partners with the USTA for more than 30 years, really helping them stay on the cutting edge of innovation for their digital platforms. And this year, we're really excited to bring the power of generative AI to help enhance the fan experience. Fans want more than just scores and stats. They're looking for deeper insights and content about their favorite players. They're looking for more personalization. We always have the top stars and celebrities of the sports. Every player at the U.S. Open has a home country, has a fan base, and they want deeper content and more content about their favorite players, too. We're introducing a solution called Match Reports, using AI to generate match summaries within minutes. This is quickly published through internal tools to USTA editors to review it, approve it, and then publish it out on the digital platforms.
For more information, go to IBM.com/sports.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
leaves of myself behind. I am hoping you will find it in your heart to love me. I look into you. I want you to see me. I want you to know. It might seem unseemly, but I am here. Oh, yes, I am here. And I'm not going anywhere. Unspeakable. Smile and severe are my feelings. I will stay near, I will keep you up. I will keep you up. And I'm not going anywhere.
Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Michael Hambrick.
And we're speaking with Biff Naked. Biff, I gotta say, you know, this song, I love this song. This is probably one of my favorites, personally.
Thank you.
I love the beat of it. I love the sound of it. And when I was listening to it last night, you remind me a lot of Gwen Stefani.
God bless you.
Do you get that?
That's so nice. You know what? We're the same age, and obviously, you know, No Doubt was doing it in California, and we were up in Canada doing our thing back in the day. And it's fun. You know, I think that luckily all of us Gen X babies, we had the benefit of being able to make really eclectic records when we were, you know, coming of age in the 90s, and we all loved dance music, and we loved hardcore punk, and we loved ska, and we loved all rock and roll, punk rock. So I think that dance music is still part of what I love to do. So that's a huge compliment. And, you know, I think that, I think it's fun. I think it's fun to make dance music, you know, and the Champion album has, you know, three dance tracks, remixes by Adam Percy on the end of the record. We have an EDM record coming out at the end of the year called The Secret, which is, I mean, you know, it's just, it's fun. It's joyful. And it's just, it's sonically, it's fun. And now, you know, with the advent of streaming and digital recording and stuff like that, I mean, the sky's the limit for artists like us nowadays.
Oh, 100%.
It's fun.
We have a lot of people like from American Idol that come on the show and The Voice. We've had people on here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of country artists will come on because, like yourself, they all have a love for animals. They all have pets. They're all advocates. And those are the ones that we bring on to the show. And, you know, the thing is, you have a commitment to making the world a better place, you know, for all creatures. And for me, especially, you have a special place in my heart because of that. Now, Biff Naked,
thanks,
you're welcome. Biff Naked has endless international tours, several feature films, and multiple television roles that you've done in the past. But before we say goodbye for the hour, first of all, I gotta say one thing is that I never really am sure, because this is the first time you and I, Biff, are meeting, and the first time I have a rocker on, I'm kind of like, I'm always weary because we're on radio and we're live. And a good friend of mine is Ricky Rocket from Poison. And Ricky and I became friends through the show, and he's also a big animal lover. And I was so afraid. And he was in a casino with his girlfriend at the time, the first time he came on the show with us. And I was like, oh, geez, don't say anything that I'm going to get in trouble with. So, you know, because he's a rocker as well. So it was, like, so great, you know, because you are fantastic. And, you know, I just got to...
Oh, bless your heart.
I got, like Ricky, well-spoken, big animal lover. I love that. And I want to say to you personally, congratulations, because you were diagnosed with breast cancer at the age of 37. Now, I lost my sister 2 years ago to cancer, and Katie lost her husband last year to cancer.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
It's hard.
So sorry.
But I got to say congrats, you know, that, you know, you survived. And, you know, that's a good thing. That means, you know, you've got a place in the world, and your music is it. And you've got a very strong voice. And I love the fact that you came on to the show today, one, talk about your music, but two, because you do have that voice, and it's a very strong voice. You can hear it in your music, you can hear it in your sound, and you can hear it in your soul. So I just want to reach out and just say, Biff Naked, thank you so much for joining us here on the program.
Thank you for having me. Anytime, anytime.
I'll hold you to that.
Please do. I would love that.
I definitely will. And I want to say, again, thank you so much, Biff. And we look forward to hearing the rest of your music and seeing you all around and hitting the circuit and hopefully one day meeting in person.
That would be amazing. I can't wait.
Sounds good. Well, all of our love goes to you, and give our love to your dog, Grace.
Thank you. I will. And also the four other dogs and the two cats and all the other animals we have in the household.
Oh, wow. You got a whole farm going on then. I can relate.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys can. Yeah.
Well, Biff Naked, thank you for joining us here on Talking Pets. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you. It was a thrill. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Bye-bye. So if you want to check out Biff Naked, please do. And like she said, you can find her anywhere. Just Google her name. And I guarantee she's going to come right up. Biff Naked. And when, you know, the new music's out there, and check it out. I mean, you can find some of the music on Spotify. That's where I listen to some of them. So if you want to check it out there, but I'm sure everywhere. Just Google Biff, B-I-F, Naked, of course. Biff Naked. And as you could tell from the interview, she's a lovely woman. And I look forward to talking with her again. So, again, that's Biff Naked. We're going to close with one of her songs. Michael, which one are you going to close with?
This is one of her previous songs called Moment of Weakness.
Moment of Weakness. So this is one from her Ibificus music. So, once again, Biff Naked. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. From myself, John Patch.
Dr. Katie Meyer.
Michael Hambrick.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets, and we're going to close with Biff Naked. Enjoy. Bye for now.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.